Hi, this is Katie Sloan.
Hi, this is Ivan Alonso, and you're listening to the Run to the Top podcast.
Hi there, my running friend. This is Coach Claire Bartholik, the Planted Runner, and this is the Run to the Top podcast, one of the first and only running podcasts dedicated to making you a better runner with each and every episode. We are created and produced by the expert team of running coaches at runnersconnect.net, where you can find the best running information on the internet, as well as running coaching plans to fit every runner and every budget. Imagine having the opportunity to train for one of the top marathons in the world with nearly all the advantages of an elite. You'd have access to world-famous coaches, have the top-of-the-line training gear and tools, and thousands of dollars of free stuff. When race day comes around, you'll be whisked away to meet your teammates in person, as prepared as humanly possible for the race of your life. Sounds amazing, right? Well, for six lucky runners, that's exactly what they've won, and I'm talking to two of them today. Katie Sloan and Ivan Alonso are two of the lucky winners of a contest held by Zwift, a massively popular multiplayer online cycling and running platform. They were two of the over 12,000 people who signed up for something called Zwift Academy Run. If you completed the program's 8 workouts and 2 races, athletes had a chance to make the final team of 6, who would all be given training and prizes to get them ready for this year's Berlin Marathon. What kind of goodies did they get? Well, they get coaching from legendary long-distance coaches Terrence Mahan and Jen Rines. Adidas is supplying all the athletes with top-of-the-line training apparel and running footwear. They each get a Woodway treadmill, and Garmin provided their watches. They're stocked up with fuel from Martin, and Hyperice is providing a full suite of warm-up and recovery tools. All Katie and Ivan have to do is run. Ivan Alonso is a 39-year-old Texas-based husband and father of 2 young children. Since beginning his athletic journey, he's lost nearly 100 pounds from both running and cycling and dropped an incredible more than 90 minutes off his very first marathon to become a sub-3-hour marathon runner today. Katie Sloan is a 31-year-old amateur ultra runner from England who is shifting to the roads by training for Berlin. She's most at home on the trails with her dog, but don't underestimate Katie's talent in the marathon. She's training for a blisteringly fast 2:45 finishing time. I caught up with Ivan and Katie to ask them about their running Cinderella story and what it's like to virtually train like an elite for one of the world's most iconic races. If you've ever wondered what your training and racing would look like with some of the best coaches and gear in the world, you can experience it vicariously with me through their stories. Before we get into our conversation, if you are recovering from an injury and want to make sure you're maximizing your nutrition to help get you healthy, you'll want to check out Heal from Amino Company. Later in the episode, I'll tell you more about Heal and how it can help with your injuries and overall recovery. Or you can check out the research yourself at aminoco.com/RTTT. And now here's Ivan Alonso and Katie Sloan. Welcome to the Run to the Top, Katie and Ivan.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Very excited to be here.
Yes, thank you for having us.
You both are training for the Berlin Marathon this year with a little help from Zwift. So for those of our listeners who don't really know what Zwift is, Katie, could you explain it and how you got into it?
Sure. So Zwift is basically like a gamified online game that enables runners from like all around the world to meet up and run together in the virtual world of Zwift. So you basically connect your treadmill to your treadmill, your heart rate monitor, or if you have like a special Zwift run device, via Bluetooth to Zwift on your phone, laptop, TV, and basically it tracks your pace, your cadence, your heart rate. And then you have this little avatar or character of yourself on Zwift, in the game that you can kind of make look like yourself, or and you can dress it up however you want. And yeah, she or he just runs, does your running for you in the world of Zwift, and you explore kind of like all the different worlds. There's like Watopia, or you can run in London or New York, or, you know, all over the world. It's amazing. It's like, yeah, it makes it kind of a lot more fun.
Yeah, the treadmill can be pretty boring. So yes. Anything that we can do to make it more fun. So Ivan, how did you start getting into Zwift?
I actually got on Zwift several years ago, kind of out of necessity. Just, you know, when we had our daughter, I was kind of forced to train at home. And I was, at the time, I was actually just getting into cycling. So I got, you know, what's nowadays called a dumb trainer or a traditional trainer. And like most people, I used to just kind of spin on that and stare at the wall. But then I found Zwift. And just slowly as Zwift has kind of evolved, it's kind of made it, you know, far more interactive. And it's just, you know, it's kind of, I've been hooked ever since, really. So
yeah,
going on 5 years or so.
Wow. Yeah. So can you talk about, Katie, can you talk about the Zwift Academy run and what that is all about and what inspired you to try out for the team?
Well, I kind of like Ivan, I knew about Zwift for cycling, or a lot of my friends, I personally don't cycle, but a lot of my friends cycle, they all use it to train together. And I didn't really know the run product is relatively new compared to the cycling. So yeah, I didn't really know about it, but someone kind of introduced me to it, a friend of mine. And, you know, we were in lockdown. It was like the second lockdown in England. It was cold outside, it's dark. So you do end up running on the treadmill a lot in England in the winter. And so I got a Zwift run device and saw that they were starting this Run Academy. And it just seemed like the perfect opportunity to kind of get fast, as fast as I can in this like lockdown period when, you know, I have my treadmill, I could kind of go and just do sessions. And they had this, they had like the ready-made plan for you for, I think it was 10 weeks was the academy. And kind of, it was only after the first few weeks that I realized we've got this amazing opportunity to be part of this incredible team. And so, yeah, I just kind of dedicated mm-hmm. all my time to kind of trying to get onto the team. And I was hooked. I loved, like, kind of like Ivan, it's so, you just like, I saw my progress kind of immediately. I was focusing on my 5K time at the time because the academy saw you kind of finish you kind of graduated by doing two races at the end. And I basically ended up doing two races one day after the other. And I broke my PB in the first race and then my PB again, the second race. So it just kind of showed that, you know, the training was working and I loved it.
Yeah. So what was it like, Ivan, when you found out you were selected?
It was, you know, a shock, of course. It's like one of those things, you know, it's almost like a sweepstakes or something that you're like, oh, no one ever really wins those things type of thing. You know, obviously someone does, but you just never think it's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
And kind of, you know, like Katie, at the time that I took part of the academy program, I was heavily focused on cycling and I just kind of saw it as a way to, oh, well, I'll just mix in some running just so, you know, I don't lose that sort of fitness. So I just, you know, I stuck to the one run per week and just to kind of keep that part of my fitness going. So I never really thought like, oh yeah, you know, it's going to come down to me or I'll be considered. So it was definitely a shock and kind of still is.
Just so everybody knows what we're talking about, what was the prize that you all were working for? Katie, you want to take that one?
Yes. Yeah, so we basically were working towards getting onto the academy team. There were basically six places available. out of about, I think, 12,000 people were on the kind of academy program. And you basically got to win the opportunity to be coached by Terence Mahone and Jen Rhines, who I'm sure everyone knows. Mm-hmm. I don't need to give them any introduction. Incredible coach, incredible athletes. And basically, they actually set the original Swift Academy program. And you basically won the opportunity mm-hmm. to be coached by them. And then not only that, Swift were going to, well, they kind of explained how they're going to support you with all of this incredible equipment, including a Woodway treadmill, countless hyperized mm-hmm. products, like TV screen, amazing. Like Ivan and I have the most ridiculous running setups in the world. I definitely think we feel like pro athletes. It's insane what we have at home.
Yeah.
And basically we're working towards Berlin Marathon, which is, am I right in thinking it's about 8 weeks away now?
Yeah, it's September, right?
September 26th. Yeah. So we've been going since April.
Yeah, 1st. It's coming up quick.
Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. we kind of got told around, I think it was March time. So we've been going since April, and it's been brilliant, but it's crazy how quickly it's coming up, and we're really into kind of the deep end of training.
For sure. You seem to be more of a trail runner than a road runner. Is this your first marathon?
It's my first official road marathon. I did do London way back when I was a lot younger, when I kind of got a ballot place and I thought, okay, I was actually injured at the time. So I kind of limped around London Marathon, because once you get a ballot place, you just don't want to give it up. That doesn't happen. So it's my first attempt of running a road marathon properly, I would say. So it's, I'm definitely more of a trail runner, ultras and kind of up in the mountains and things. So it's been tough kind of adjusting to road running.
Yeah, I bet. I bet it's a big difference in training and all of that, for sure. Yeah,
definitely.
So Ivan, you've got a really incredible story of losing nearly 100 pounds through fitness from running and cycling. Can you talk to us about how you did that? Everybody wants to know how you lose weight, through exercise, because it's not that easy. A lot of runners, you know, some people actually gain weight when they're training for a marathon. So everybody wants to know how you did it.
It's kind of hard to say. For me, it was kind of more of a byproduct than anything. It wasn't ever really my focus. Starting out, I've said before, I was never into any sort of athletics or sports growing up. And kind of in as a young adult, you know, hanging out with buddies and stuff like that, our focus was, definitely wasn't athletics. It was, you know, just having a good time, enjoying ourselves. And after a couple of years, you know, just developing a number of bad healthy habits, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. It just occurred to me, you know, at one point, I said, you know, maybe I should kind of pull in the reins a little bit. And it started with, you know, rather than maybe enjoying myself, you know, 5-6 nights a week, maybe 3 or 4 nights a week. And same thing with eating, you know, rather than being young, you know, you just kind of eat whatever's quickest or whatever's easiest, you know, fast food or what have you. And kind of the same thing. I just made a more conscious effort to maybe not kind of give into that so easily or as much. Mm-hmm. And within about 6 months, I think I lost about 40 pounds.
Wow.
And then that's kind of more or less when I started dating my wife, who was, you know, a daily runner, you know, anywhere from 2 to 4 miles. And at the time I thought, man, that's just crazy. You know, why would you go do that? And so as a means to, you know, spend more time with her, I would go with her on her runs, but I would maybe do 10 to 15 minutes or something like that. You know, I would go out as far as I felt I could manage without, you know, feeling like I was dying. And then circle back and then just kind of wait for her to finish her run. And after, you know, another 6 months, I lost maybe another 40 pounds of that.
Wow.
And, you know, as that kind of happens and, you know, I started seeing progression with running or, you know, being able to run more often or faster, it just kind of leads you into making kind of better decisions on the, you know, on the nutritional side and, you know, how often maybe we're going out or how often, you know, we're enjoying some drinks and things like that. So it just kind of slowly progressed as a byproduct of, you know, just kind of, making a conscious effort to make just better decisions, but not necessarily making it like, okay, I have to do X, Y, Z because I want to get to, you know, X goal or something like that.
Right.
It was just a matter of trying to make better decisions when I could and then not feeling so bad if I did it. And it just kind of worked out.
That's awesome. It just shows you that surrounding yourself with the right people can absolutely change your life. I mean, you wanted to keep up with your wife. That's such a sweet story. And now I bet you want to keep up with your kids, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For sure. So Katie, as you mentioned earlier, you guys are being coached by Jen Rines and Terrence Mahan. And what kind of advice are they giving you? What is the coaching like? What is the whole process of being coached by them?
Well, it's amazing. It's amazing to have them like on WhatsApp to ask them anything you want. Like they're incredibly responsive. They're always checking in on us and kind of like regularly, at least once a week, we kind of have a bit of back and forth about how the week's gone. But in general, Terrence kind of sets our programs for the month and gives us a really good overview of what we should be expecting to do, what our key sessions are, when we need to be really like ready to go for the main sessions of the month. And kind of, he's always constantly checking in, working out, you know, how we're doing. And if, you know, if we need to rein it back a bit, or if we need to push a bit more. And Jen kind of focuses on the nutrition. So she's helping us with our fueling plans for the marathon. So like we're all using Morton, which is, I've used that before. And I love it, but I love the gels. Because I don't know if you've had them, they're like a little bit more like jelly-like than some others. So yeah, they're really good. And we're kind of, she's helping us with kind of making sure that like in terms of like when we're using the longer runs as our like marathon simulation runs. So we're practicing exactly how we're going to fuel on the day. Because on the day, Berlin is all sponsored by Morton, so that's what's going to be there on the day. So she's really making sure we're like race ready. And yeah, it's amazing. I can't like stop saying how ridiculous it is, because we've got like,
yeah,
parents who's coached like Olympic marathoners, Olympic 5K, everything. And it's just, we're so privileged. It really is like such an incredible experience. And personally, actually, Ivan and I are going for a similar time. So I'm hoping that
oh,
I can
yeah,
just,
what's that time?
Ivan, shall I say? Do you want to?
Please, yes.
We're going for around 2:45-ish.
Ooh.
2:45 is
speedy. Wow.
So hopefully we can, you know, on the day, hopefully we can, I can kind of, Ivan and I follow each other on Strava, so I can kind of, I see that he's doing the same, we don't necessarily do like the same sessions every day of the week, because obviously we have different lifestyle, like in terms of our life schedule, work schedule, and, but we do similar sessions, and I think we're all on, well, as far as I can tell, we're on track at the moment. So we're, I think we can see, I can see the progression because it all goes into training peaks. So then we can kind of track our progression. So it's going well.
Great. Ivan, how about you? How is training going? Any setbacks? Anything you've been worried about, or everything is perfectly smooth?
Well, I wouldn't say perfectly smooth. fortunately, no setbacks. It's going great. Like I kind of had this exact conversation with Coach Terrence, and it sounded like when he first asked me, it sounded like there was a bit of hesitation in my voice, and I heard it. And it's mostly, and I guess it's mostly due to the fact that I've never had a coach. So I've always been self-coached, and I guess one of the things that has been hardest for me to kind of adjust to is, you know, obviously he has his methods, which I have no doubts about, but you know, as most people, as most runners, or endurance athletes, you kind of become regimented and you tend to do what works for you or what you have mm-hmm. found has worked for yourself. So now this being, you know, different or almost, you know, a lot more varied than what I'm used to. Mm. It kind of creates like this little thing in the back of your mind. You're like, okay, is this going to work for me? Is this working for me? But you know, as Katie mentioned, we've had a couple of marathon simulation runs, which have gone quite well. So those have helped kind of ease those concerns and definitely build some confidence. Yeah.
So what specifically is different? Like, you know, the way you used to train yourself versus this training plan, what are some of the specific things that you used to do that worked, but now that you're, you know, doing new with this training plan?
So for me in particular, I did a lot of threshold training. So my like go-to workouts or key workouts were all based on my mm-hmm. threshold. So I would build, build on those kind of like most people, you know, you start off with a good base or you focus on base. But mostly after that, when I felt that I've established a good base, I would then move into threshold and just kind of focus on that and build on that. Whereas Coach Terrence, you know, he's mixing in other modalities or other, I guess, areas of fitness, you know, working on VO2 mm-hmm. and, you know, helping me understand as to why, you know, why it is that maybe his approach is that way. So it's not just here's, you know, the next 4 weeks of workouts, do this. You know, as Katie said, he's been very engaging, and if we have questions, he's very open to that. And, you know, he's open to that, to us having a back and forth conversation and discussion. And, you know, that's obviously been very helpful.
Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, it makes sense that, you know, a lot of people think, oh, I need to train, you know, at threshold tempo, stamina kind of workouts, but training marathoners like their 5K runners works really well too. So it's great to hear that you're mixing it up and trying some new things. So, Katie, do you know what the experience will be like when you get to Berlin? Are you going to have like the elite treatment? Are you all meeting up together? Have you heard about what the plan is in September?
So we don't, I think we're kind of, I'm not sure that we know the full plan. We think we're getting there for September 22nd. So that's exciting in itself, because like, I've never been to Berlin, so I'm really excited to go anyway. But yeah, they haven't kind of revealed it yet, but I feel very much like a VIP already, because we had, the other day they sent our codes through. So we logged in and basically just signed up for the marathon. So that was like a step to make it mm-hmm. like really real. We were very exciting. Yeah, no, we don't actually know too much about what's happening when we get there, though. It's, it's kind of all to be revealed. Obviously, with COVID, I'm hoping that it does go, like, I mean, all, like, everything sounds very positive. So, you know, I'm only being positive about it. But in terms of whether or not people will be able to be out on the streets and, like, cheering people on, I hope that will kind of be available, because that would be so great to have that support on the streets.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, is about COVID and what if they cancel it, or what if you have to quarantine? Because I know, you know, England, there's a lot of quarantine restrictions for people coming in. Is there the same restrictions for going out? Ivan, do you know anything about that?
No, I've been trying to, you know, keep up to date with that, kind of with that, because as you know, it just, it's always evolving. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, no, I recall reading recently, you know, that they opened up travel without any restrictions at the moment. But, you know, with the influx of new cases, there's just no telling. So, and as Katie said, I'm just at this point, I'm hoping for the best. I know, of course, Zwift and everyone else, you know, they can't promise, or they can't, you know, guarantee anything. So we just kind of have to keep that in mind.
Yeah. Trying not to think about it though.
We all know that one of the most difficult parts of running is staying injury-free and bouncing back from those injuries as quickly as possible when they do happen. While most of us focus on the physical injury itself, stretching, strengthening, icing, and so on, an often neglected aspect of injury recovery and staying healthy is the nutrition component. For injuries to heal and for you to recover faster, you must provide the body with the nutrients it needs to accelerate muscle repair. And that's what the Amino Company's product Heal does better than almost anything on the market. Heal is designed to reduce recovery times and improve physical function after injuries by accelerating muscle repair while helping maintain a healthy inflammatory response. In fact, a recent clinical trial compared the use of Heal with high-quality whey protein. Heal showed a 3 times larger response to whole body protein synthesis and breakdown, which led to reduced muscle protein breakdown and an increased muscle protein synthesis compared to whey. In layman's terms, this means participants had less muscle breakdown and faster muscle repair when using Heal. If you're looking for a nutritional advantage when it comes to recovering from your running injury or your daily training, I recommend you give Heal a try. We've even got a special offer for you where you can save 30% by using the code RC30. Just head to aminoco.com/RTTT. That's aminoco.com/RTTT and use the code RC30 at checkout to save 30%.
I mean, you can't, you know, especially when you need your head in the game, you just have to train as if everything is going to be fine. And you're moving forward. You can't just start spinning around whether it's not going to happen or not. So hopefully everything will continue to progress in the right direction. Ivan, I did want to ask you a question about training and training with little kids. So it's tough enough to train when you just have yourself, but when you're trying to, you know, when you got a job and when you got a family, when you got little kids, I would love to hear how you do that and what kind of advice you have for parents out there.
At the moment, I'm fortunate enough that I have a lot of flexibility with my job. So in that, you know, I don't necessarily come and go as I please. That would be nice, but you know, I just work around my work schedule and around meetings. Outside of meetings, I have a lot of project work, which, you know, essentially I can do on my time. But before that, you know, it was either always very early mornings, which I feel like I can no longer do. And I think that's due to COVID, and that, you know, it kind of, it removed, the commute to work and having a kid, you know, we had to pull them out from school. So having to wake up early to get them ready for school. And it, for all intents and purposes, it made me a bit lazy, I have to say. But before then it was 5 o'clock sessions, and just making sure I communicated with my wife, you know, if I wanted to get out for a session. But usually during the week, it was either before work or if I could get home early enough, I would get a session in before I'd have to get the kids from school. Mm-hmm. And then on the weekends, it's just communicating with her. You know, obviously she also likes to run and be active. So it's just, you know, kind of working out who, you know, who can go or how long someone's planning to go. So if I have, you know, a long run, maybe I need to wake up super early so I can get that out of the way and then come back and let her go, you know, where she might step out for half an hour or 45 minutes, something like that. It's easier for her to do that while I'm at home, mm-hmm. you know, managing with the kids. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of really it. The biggest piece of advice is like, you know, if you're married, you have a significant other with kids, is to just communicate and make sure that, you know, you both are on the same page as to, you know, what your plans are and if that's going to take time away from the family and make sure that, you know, everyone's on the same page and understands and there, you know, hopefully there are no issues beyond that.
I think that's good advice, whether you're a runner or not, is communication. Make sure you're on the same page. Talk about your needs. Talk about the other person's needs. Share. All of that stuff is great, great marriage advice. So I think you're doing it right for sure. So after Berlin, have you guys given thought of what you plan to do after that, Katie?
So if I'm honest, I haven't really got further than Berlin. It's mm-hmm, kind of,
that's okay.
Like my goal at the moment is really like everything revolves around Berlin. And I actually have a wall chart just behind me, which basically stops after Berlin. So it's like got everything. And then at mm-hmm. Berlin, it just concludes. And I just kind of really, for me, I want to see how the marathon goes. I want to see how much I enjoy it because mm-hmm. I obviously know a lot of people actually before, you know, like we spoke about earlier, I obviously do a lot of trail running and, you know, earlier on in the program, I probably would have said, you know, I'm going to go back and do these races on the trails. Cause I feel like there's a lot of races I want to conquer that have been on my list, but I have really, really enjoyed this marathon training and it will be interesting to see how I do and how I find the race. And I know plenty of people who then get addicted to the marathon and then I may end up.
Yeah.
I definitely could be one of them, I think, because I think it's the addiction in terms of seeing it's different with trail running because you're tackling different terrains. You can see your improvement on the hills. You can see your improvement on technical terrain and things. But when it's so clear on pace and how you're feeling at a certain mm-hmm. time for a certain distance that you're running, it's quite addictive when you, oh, I did that. I got it's a bit better. So, I think we'll see.
Yeah. Well, at 2:45, you know, if you got that in the United States, that would qualify you for the Olympic trials. So I don't know what it is, what the number is in, well, for the trials, you know? Yeah. So 2:45 is the cutoff awesome. for women. So yeah. You know, there can if you like this and do well, there's a whole lot that you can do in your future if you are into marathon running. You've thought about that, right?
Well, I think it's different in the UK. We had trials for this year's marathon because of obviously all the strange strangeness with 2020/2021. And usually it's just they don't usually have trials. They kind of do it on performance throughout the year. So, but I think I love that American format because actually everyone watched the UK trials in, I think it was February, and it was so great. And it was like really dramatic. And I love that. I love mm-hmm. that format. I hope we take mm-hmm. that on for the next Olympics.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. It's great because that's a number that a lot of women can shoot for. And obviously, you know, most of them are not going to come anywhere close to a world, you know, a world top time, but it it really helps the development of running. And, you know, because it's something that, and on the men's side too, it's something that they can, you know, aspire to. And it really kind of is an incentive. So, you know, who knows what they'll do in the UK.
Yeah, I love that.
Ivan, how about you? What's on the schedule after Berlin, or does the calendar stop?
No. So for me, it starts with Berlin. Actually, I have Boston 2 weeks after, but I'm not sure. Obviously, I'm not sure if that'll work out. Boston was, like most people, it was kind of the one race that you would aspire to. But honestly, I never even considered it. I was just so far from ever qualifying, at least after my initial or my first marathon. So it was never anything that I'd even considered to train towards to. It just kind of happened. So when it did happen, you know, I kind of realized, well, maybe I should start setting my goals a little higher. Things aren't always impossible. It's just a matter of consistency and putting in the time and work. And so I was actually supposed to run Boston last year in 2020. And of course, it was rescheduled and then canceled. I did the virtual run, but I still don't feel like I've participated in it or raced it. I have all the gear. I purchased all this gear, waiting to experience the race before I could wear it. And I still haven't worn any of it. So now, you know, now that I've qualified for it and know that I'm able to make it to these races, so I've kind of set a new goal for myself, which is to run all of the world majors. Within the next couple of years. So, you know, starting off with Berlin with this sort of experience is definitely the way to get started. So from here, you know, I'll definitely going to work towards that over the next couple of years.
Yeah, that's super ambitious. That's a great goal. And obviously, if you're gunning for a 2:45, that's well under the men's qualifying standard for Boston. So you must have progressed just like a rocket.
I started with a 4:30 as my first marathon.
Wow.
I worked every year. I ran the same race, the Dallas Marathon. It happens every year in December. I took off 15 minutes, pretty much 15 minutes every year. And then I was stuck at 3:45 forever. And then that's kind of leading up to that. That's where I wasn't necessarily coaching myself. I was just running to run, you know, as most people, you might say, you know, I'm going to run 7 miles today, or then tomorrow I'll run 9 miles or, you know, something like that. And when I was stuck at that 3:45 for a couple of years, that's when I sat down and started to read, started to listen to podcasts, started to, you know, try and figure out what is actually optimal, or, you know, what should I be doing, I guess, so to speak. And that's when I went from that 3:45 to a 3:06. And I qualified for Boston, but, as you know, with that cushion that they keep adding every year, I missed it by just about a minute. So the following year, I did every, that was my main focus. I spent the whole year, or a year and a half, you know, determined to get, that qualification and went sub 3 the following year. It hasn't been like a rocket, but it's been years in the making, but, you know, I'm still shocked. Considering where I started and where I'm at.
Absolutely.
I still have, I know there's still a bit more to go too.
That is incredible. Well, I hope that you get everything that you guys hope for in Berlin. It sounds super exciting with all your fun stuff and free gear and fancy coaches and all the support by just, you know, everything is lining up perfectly for you to have the most, you know, the race of your life. So hopefully that all works out. But before I let you go, I have, a couple of questions that I ask everyone. I'll start with you, Katie. If you could go back and talk to yourself when you first started running, what advice would you give yourself?
This is a tough one, which I've been thinking about, but I think that I would say never stop running, because I kind of got, I've been running I've been running since I was like six. My mum's a really good runner and I watched her and I just wanted to, you know, I've still got to beat her 10K time and her 5K time because she basically was my inspiration to start running. And I still run with her now. She's 60, 62, and we still go running together, so it's nice. But I think I then got distracted by so much other sport that I wish I'd just run because it's my favorite thing to do. And that's the only thing I would say.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Ivan? What advice would you give yourself when you first started running?
There's a lot, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to say. As I started running, it did trigger something in me. You know, obviously I got the itch, so to speak, right? As soon as I did my first race, I was like, oh, I can improve on that. But you know, it's easy to say, you know, maybe I should have told myself or listened to folks, you know, when they try to give you some advice, whether it's to read a couple of books or listen to a couple of podcasts. But you know, at least for me, when I got into it, that wasn't where my head was at. So I probably wouldn't have listened or I wouldn't have cared, because for me it would have been, oh, I'm just running to run. So I don't know. It's hard to answer that.
Well, that's okay.
It changes, you know, where you're at and your running history. So, I don't know. It's too hard, I guess.
So you wouldn't change a thing.
No, not at all.
Katie, what's the greatest gift that running has given you?
I think, it definitely, on a daily basis, it brings me happiness. And me and my mum speak about how it's like, it's our form of meditation. It's our form of like, it's almost like a religion. It's our ritual every day. And I think that giving that calmness and that happiness is something brilliant. But also it's how I actually, this is really cheesy, but it's also how I met my lovely boyfriend, who's just over there, so I have to say nice things. But he used to be my coach, and so that kind of, we were introduced by a friend, because I was doing this big multi-stage race and I didn't have a clue what I was doing, so they put us in touch. And then a couple of months later, I ended up moving in with him. So that's a pretty good gift for running.
Yeah, I'd say so. How about you, Ivan? What's the greatest gift running has given you?
It's made me realize that, you know, hard work, I guess, definitely does pay off, as cliche as that might sound. You know, it's helped me realize that I can push through a lot more than what you first think. You know, there's days where you could talk yourself out of going for a hard run or getting in a key workout. But you know within yourself, like if you actually do it, it's ultimately going to better you in some way. And so for me, it's not just specific to running, you know, I applied that to all aspects of life, you know, especially with career, right? Because even then, you know, as you start to learn to focus and to put in effort where it truly matters, it's just going to better your life. And that's kind of what it's done for me.
I love it. Perfect. And finally, where can listeners connect with you, Katie?
They can connect with me on Strava. I'm Katie Sloan on Strava, or on Instagram, Katie Sloan on Instagram too.
Perfect. How about you, Ivan?
Ben Swift.
Ben Swift.
The key one, Swift.
Yeah. Can't forget that. I'm also on Instagram. It's Magnus TM, just Magnus TM. And then I'm also on Strava. It's just Ivan.
You got your first name only on Strava. That's pretty cool. You must have joined early.
No, well, it's IV and then last name is AN. So it just shows, It just displays as Ivan.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So if you follow Katie, you'll see me there. If you do a search and I don't pop up, yeah, I'm there.
Well, perfect. Well, best of luck to you for the rest of your training and the last few weeks before Berlin. I'm sure that with all this good stuff and good advice and good training tips, you guys are going to do great. So thank you both for being on the show. I really appreciate you coming on to tell your story.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been amazing. So nice to meet you.
Yes, thank you.
I can't imagine how exciting it must have been the day that Ivan and Katie got the news that they were winners in the Zwift contest. To get top-of-the-line gear and coaching to help make your dreams come true, I mean, how much better can it get than that? Now, Ivan and Katie are certainly super talented recreational runners, but not everyone on the Zwift team is as fast as these two. There are also winners in their 50s aiming for a sub-4, one man in his early 20s making his marathon debut. None of them are pros, they're just regular folks that just happen to have won an amazing opportunity, and they're taking every advantage of it. But even if you haven't won a major contest and aren't getting a shipment of free gear sent to your house, you can still get expert coaching for any race that you can dream of. Just head to runnersconnect.net and find the perfect running coaching plan to help you become your best at any race in the world. Thanks for listening to the Run to the Top podcast with me, Claire Bartholik, the Planted Runner. Our mission is to help you become a better runner with every episode. Connect with me on Instagram at The Planted Runner and at Runners Connect. Join the Runners Connect team at runnersconnect.net and support our show for free with a review on Apple Podcasts. If you love the show and want to get more free content in your inbox, become one of my favorite listeners and get the elite treatment at runnersconnect.net/podcast. Have a great run today.